With chum salmon surging through much of western Alaska, commercial openings are having dramatically different effects, from a price spike in Kotzebue to frustration toward managers in the upper Yukon. From KNOM in Nome, Zachariah Hughes reports.
Jim Menard oversees the Kotzebue subdistrict for the Alaska Department of Fish and Game. Even though it's still early in the season, the escapement goal is already halfway met there, but the high numbers may have more to do with economics than biology. Though it's a decently strong run, the price per pound of salmon in Kotzebue is up to 78 cents.
The average price last year was 27 cents, so we're almost three times higher, which is resulted in a much greater fishing effort.
Menard says he hasn't seen this many permits issued for commercial fishing in Kotzebue since the price peaked in the late 80s. Chum fisheries across western Alaska are distinct, and high escapement counts in one management area don't affect decisions for others. But with high chum returns leading ADF&G to announce more commercial openings recently, subsistence users in some regions say their concerns aren't being adequately addressed. During a teleconference arranged by the Yukon River Drainages Fisheries Association on Tuesday, news was shared that the first Chinook has been spotted in Whitehorse, Canada, yet another sign that the King Run in interior Alaska is nearly over. That should mean gear openings for subsistence users targeting chums. Several callers from middle and upriver communities like Galena's Fred Huntington challenged managers from ADF&G on decisions to open commercial fishing on the lower Yukon amid lingering subsistence restrictions and thin chum returns.
I mean, I'm not the only one I'm speaking for, but there's a whole bunch of people up here pretty frustrated because they're not able to fish, and right now the water's so high, nobody's getting any fish whatsoever. We're all the way through the whole summer, and I harvest three chums.
Throughout the teleconference, managers were desperate to explain that their decisions about commercial openings aren't ignoring subsistence needs, but are merely trying to balance diverse management strategies spanning the 1,000 miles of river. Jeff Estenson with ADF&G explains the department is canceling a commercial opening that was planned in the lower Yukon because strong southwest winds the last week and a half have pushed an early group of fall chum towards the mouth of the river.
We want to be able to look at spreading the harvest out a little bit. And as we've been saying all along, that you know we really are looking to get some of these early fall chum run Cup River for subsistence.
Those fall chum are genetically distinct from summer chum. They're bigger, more oily, and head further upriver to spawn, filling fish racks in the upper river all the way into Canada. Summer chum, by contrast, don't travel as far from the ocean to reproduce. And this season, the returns in the Norton Sound have been strong enough for managers to extend commercial openings.
The plan was to have like a super period to try to mitigate for a lot of the foregone harvest opportunity on chum salmon at the start of the season when they're commingling with the king salmon.
Area biologist Scott Kent says recent high water and bad weather not only stopped most of Fish and Game's counting projects in the Norton Sound, it effectively halted the commercial harvest. In Nome, I'm Zachariah Hughes.